Today on the Roto Report, we preview the Stanley Cup playoff matchup between the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are making only their second playoff appearance in team history, and they'll do it against the Pittsburgh Penguins, who, before the season started, a lot of people picked them to win the Stanley Cup championship this year. So, on paper, this looks like a mismatch, right? When you look at who the Penguins have, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, you've got Marc-Andre Fleury in goal, another outstanding year for Chris Kunitz this year for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Pittsburgh was 5-0 against the Blue Jackets in the regular season. So when you put all that together, it looks like this thing should be over in four, maybe five games tops. But I'm going to give you some reasons why I think the Blue Jackets will win one, maybe two games, and who knows, maybe they can shock the hockey world and pull the upset in this series. I'm not saying it will happen. I'm just going to give you some reasons why maybe they have a chance to do some of that. We'll start with the pressure that the Pittsburgh Penguins are dealing with. Dan Bylsma's squad last year came up short in the conference finals, getting swept by the Boston Bruins. The year before that, they lost in the quarterfinals to the Philadelphia Flyers. So Bylsma is on the hot seat. A lot of people thought he was going to get fired after last season's failure. If they do not do well this year, there's a very good chance he could be let go. So he's feeling the pressure in this first series. Marc-Andre Fleury was benched last year in the Stanley Cup playoffs. He was benched because his poor play last year and the year before, the Penguins didn't have the confidence in him to get it done in the postseason. And they went with Vokoun in goal last year. Now, for Vokoun, this is the guy that did not play all season long because he was out with a blood clot. He had a blood clot in training camp and therefore missed the entire season, and he only played two games recently in the AHL, so Thomas Vokoun may be the third string goalie, and that means that Jeff Zatkoff is your backup goalie. So if Fleury should struggle early and give up some easy goals, it'll be interesting to see who the Penguins go to, or will they ride Fleury out? And the other hot seat, if you will, that somebody is sitting on is Sidney Crosby. 104 points this year, led the NHL in points. Top goal scorer for the Penguins with 36 goals. He led them in assists with 68. He's their all-everything. More than likely, the odds-on favorite to win the MVP again this year. But they haven't won a Stanley Cup championship since 2009. They didn't win last year. They didn't win 2 years ago when they expected to win at least one of those two Stanley Cup championships. And while a lot of the pressure has been placed on Fleury and Bylsma, it's also on Crosby, the best player in the world, supposedly, to get it done and win another Stanley Cup championship. So you've got three guys right there, the coach, the goalie, and the top player on the team that will be feeling some of the pressure as these playoffs start on Wednesday night in Pittsburgh. Another reason why I think the Blue Jackets have a chance against Pittsburgh to win a game or two, and again, who knows, maybe pull that upset off, is because of their goaltender. When you have a hot goaltender, when you have a guy who's seeing the puck well and is just stopping everything in sight, standing on his head, you have a chance to win not only a game or two, but maybe a series or two, and that's where Sergei Bobrovsky comes in. 32 wins this year, 2.38 goals against average this season. He played in the Olympics, got big experience there. Yes, we know about Oshie beating him in the shootout and all of that, but I've got to believe that was great experience for Bobrovsky, and that's going to help him in this playoff series against the Pittsburgh Penguins. He had a .923 save percentage on the year. In the month of April, he was outstanding. He helped the Columbus Blue Jackets go 7-4 down the stretch to clinch that top wild card spot and that 7 seed. So I think Bobrovsky has a chance to be a game changer in this series, and if he starts standing on his head making those saves and starts frustrating the Penguins, who knows what could happen in this series. Now, the one thing the Penguins have going for them is they're confident against the Columbus Blue Jackets. They won all five games this year, 4-2, 3-0 in Columbus, 2-1, 5-3 in Columbus, and 2-1 in Columbus. So they've won at home, they've won on the road, they swept the season series from Columbus, but will that make the Penguins maybe a little bit overconfident as they go into this series, thinking, all right, this is the first round matchup, we'll just get by these guys, and then we'll see if it's the Rangers or the Flyers we have to play in the second round. Will they look ahead too much and take the Columbus Blue Jackets for granted? That is something that could play into this series as well. But the Blue Jackets, not only only need a big series from Sergei Bobrovsky, but they're going to need Ryan Johansson, their leading scorer on the year, to really play well in this series. He needs to set the tone. Joe Wisniewski, one of their outstanding defensemen who led them in assists with 44 assists this year, he's going to have to step up. Nikita Nikitin, a +9, led the team in the plus-minus category. Defense is going to be the key in this series for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Can their defensemen, Jack Johnson and Wisniewski, can they handle the different lines that Dan Bylsma will throw out there with Evgeny Malkin if he plays and he's back from that injury, with Sidney Crosby, with Chris Kunitz, and when you look at other guys like James Neal and Jussi Jokinen? Can this defensive squad for the Columbus Blue Jackets in the back end rise to the occasion and help Bobrovsky out so he doesn't have to make 40 saves each and every night? Now, don't get me wrong. The Blue Jackets need to do a better job of scoring against the Penguins. Look at it. The most they scored in one game against Pittsburgh was 3 this year in that 5-3 loss. So they've got to do a better job on the power play when they get the penalties, get the opportunities against the Penguins. They've got to do better than, I think it was 1-for-14 in the regular season against the Penguins. They've got to be able to find a way to score. And like I said, if you can get one or two early on Marc-Andre Fleury and that confidence starts to go once again, you get inside his head, then that could open up the offense for the Columbus Blue Jackets. But I still think it's going to come down to the defense. Bobrovsky in goal, the defenseman handling the powerful lines of the Penguins. And the other key for Columbus in this series, you got to stay out of the penalty box. You cannot give the Pittsburgh Penguins an opportunity to go on the power play. They average 3 goals a game. That's 5th in the NHL, but they are number 1 when it comes to power play percentage at 23.4%. So stay out of the penalty box, ride a hot goaltender, hopefully, and get somebody to step up big. Maybe it's a Boone Jenner who comes out of nowhere and has a big series. RJ Umberger, if he's healthy and he's able to play, maybe he comes through. Artem Anisimov, who played well down the stretch, maybe he rises to the occasion on offense and gets the hot stick and puts the puck in the net and lights the lamp and all that good stuff, the hockey terms and all that. On paper, this one says Pittsburgh in probably 5. I'm saying Pittsburgh maybe in 6. I think the Penguins will win because of their experience, and should they lose a game, it would serve as a wake-up call. But the fact that they struggled down the stretch, 7-10 in their last 17 games in wins and losses, and an 11-13 record since the All-Star break, the Blue Jackets are catching the Penguins at a good time when they're not playing their best hockey, and they're still banged up, and guys are coming back from injury. So let's see if the Blue Jackets can at least get a win or two in their second playoff series, and that would be a building block, but who knows what could happen if you get a hot goaltender and you ride him a long way. There's your preview of the Penguins and the Blue Jackets for the Stanley Cup playoff matchup in the first round. That's another edition of the Roto Report. Hope you enjoyed it, and until next time, C-Town, keep it real.